What's up, everybody? Welcome to the TNT Wellness and Nutrition Podcast. I'm Thomas.
I'm Tyson.
I studied exercise physiology and competed in many various sports ranging from wrestling to ultra running. I use that knowledge to combine today's science with ancient wisdom to live an optimal lifestyle and to spread that information onto the masses.
I'm a lifelong weightlifter and I'm obsessed with health and wellness. My degree in biology, with an emphasis in neurobiology, physiology, and behavior, allows me to take a deep dive into the most current literature and bring that information to you.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you'd like to show your support, please rate and review on your favorite podcast provider, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or SoundCloud. Also, sign up on our website, tntwellnessandnutrition.com, for all of our up-to-date content.
Let's get this started.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode. This week, for the article of the week, we're going to be discussing an article titled, How Long Does It Take to Put On Muscle? So you can find this article if you want to read the whole thing on the website, tntwellnessandnutrition.com. Me and Tom both really like this article, just for the fact that it broke down how to build muscle in a very simple, straightforward way, with really no BS.
Yeah, so this article comes from artofmanliness.com. And it's very short, it's straight to the point, but yeah, like you said, like there's no BS, and it actually gives you some pretty solid science and realistic expectations of what you can expect if you start working out.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that I took away that I think I knew this, but I really honestly forgot about it. So there's a thing called newbie gains. So if you go to the gym the first like year, you're going to get way bigger and way stronger than you will the subsequent like 10 years. It's just how it happens. You know, your body responds to it quickly, especially if you're genetically gifted. But something this paper pointed out is that initially you'll become stronger those first 4 weeks, those first 8 weeks, not because you put on more muscle, but just because you got better at using the muscle you already have. So I thought that was so cool.
Yeah, so basically what you're doing is you're learning how to increase that like mind-muscle connection. You're just learning how to like improve your technique. Improving your technique is the fastest way to get stronger or to get better at anything physical, any sport, anything like that. That's the fastest way to improve. It's just improving your technique. And that's why a lot of people are able to push a lot of weight when they first start working out, is because they're improving their technique. They're able to recruit more muscles. A lot of people think of it as like, you know, your stabilizer muscles. You're able to recruit those. And there is a lot to that. Your body, your brain primarily is just being a lot smarter on how it's able to tell what muscles to contract when you're doing certain lifts.
Yeah, and that's why you'll see, I mean, just for like some bro science out there, the first year of training, a lot of guys will go from a bench press of 135, which is one plate, to 225, two plates. And that's a big deal. You know, that's a huge accomplishment in the gym culture, at least for guys, is, you know, high school guys, whatever. But not too many people ever go above two plates, and especially over three plates. Like, just the strength gains, actually, they come to a halt for a lot of people.
Yeah, you didn't double the amount of muscle that your body has, which you're, I mean, you're improving your muscle size a little bit, but mostly what you're doing is your body's just getting better at using the muscle it already has.
Yep. And actually, this is a complete side note, but you ever heard of someone being like crackhead strong, or someone like on meth being strong as a horse? Like, literally, they're not all of a sudden putting on 20 pounds of muscle while they're doing meth. It's usually the opposite. They're just firing more muscle fibers. And it's just, it kind of hacks their brain, because it's not safe. You know, you're going to potentially tear a muscle, but they're hacking their brain taking these drugs. So they kind of take those limiters off what muscles they can use. And so they're using their entire body, all their muscles at once. And it makes them literally feel twice as strong. We've all seen those videos on the internet of somebody on drugs being crazy strong.
Yeah, either that or
even adrenaline.
Like a mother has like an adrenaline rush because there's a baby stuck in a car, so she's able to like lift the car.
Yep.
We're actually incredibly strong, but our muscles do have a lot of kind of like built-in mechanisms to protect us from tearing our muscle. Because if we tear a muscle while we're lifting, yeah, maybe that'll help us in the short run. But, you know, an hour after you tear your muscle, now you're useless, and like it'd be very easy for any sort of predator to kill you.
Oh, yeah. If you had, like, a pec tear or a bicep tear a couple thousand years ago, you're done for. You know what I mean? Because you're completely immobilized.
Yeah, so that's kind of why we have those fail states. But yeah, just kind of to conclude the article, how long does it take to put on muscle? Realistically, it starts about 4 weeks, but what you'll actually notice, like in the mirror and stuff, is about 3 months. And it kind of gives you a nice little four-step program on how to put on muscle. And I agree with all of these. Strength training consistently, that key word being consistently. You have to do it pretty much on a daily basis. Increase the amount of protein. You can't build muscle unless you're giving your body the building blocks to build that muscle, and that's protein. Increase calories. I mean, I guess I kind of agree with that, but I mean, if you're increasing your protein, you should be increasing your calories overall, so I feel like that's a little redundant. And the last one is rest. Your body can't grow unless it has time to grow, and the time when your body grows is while you're sleeping primarily, so rest is a great one to end on.
Yeah, I would recommend those exact four things. And like Tom said, 2 and 3 do kind of go hand in hand. And I think breaking out calories as its own is a little misleading, because if somebody's reading that and they're 14 and 15, they might just go and drink like a milkshake before bed because it's 2,000 calories. But I would argue that's not a smart way to put on weight or put on muscle.
So eating a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts isn't going to help you put on muscle?
No, I would not do that. Like, increase your protein by maybe having an extra steak every day. And with that steak, you're going to be getting a bunch of calories from the protein as well as a bunch of calories from fat. And that's all going to add up, and that will benefit you from putting on muscle. I mean, it has been shown that you can put on muscle in a caloric deficit. So if someone's dieting really hard, as long as they're weight training consistently and eating enough protein, which a lot of people do not eat enough protein, because in this scenario where you are decreasing calories, enough protein is like through the roof. That's basically 1 gram a day, if not more, or 1 gram per pound of body weight, if not more. But if you can put on muscle in that sense, you know, caloric deficit, but you have to ask yourself, is it optimal? And I'll say it's not. Like, it is optimal to get your calories up and really put your body in the best state possible to put on muscle. So if you want to eat big, if you want to get big, you have to eat big. I think I've always believed that to be true.
Yeah, in the scenario that you were just talking about, like, that's most likely not going to be healthy, and it's for sure not going to be sustainable, because all the nutrition is usually, like, all the nutrients, the vitamins, the minerals, usually those are either tied to either fat or carbs. So trying to get all your nutrients or all your nutrition eating a high protein diet is going to be really hard, because protein's basically just amino acids. While those do have a lot of roles in our body, if you want to get all your vitamins and minerals, you need to get, my primary source is going to be fat. Same with you.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Fats is the way to go. And we have a whole podcast on eating carbs and fats, what's cleaner. So it's fats. Sorry to spoil that podcast. But yeah, so just increase your protein, increase your calories, get some rest, and lift consistently. That's really the key things. And that's what this article says. We both really agreed with it. And for once, something was out there that we didn't really criticize. So that was nice.
Yeah, that is true. Most of the time, like, these articles of the week are us just talking shit about how stupid an article is, but this is one like, oh, hey, yeah, we agree.
Yeah, totally agreed with it. Loved it. It puts us in a good mood. So, yeah, we appreciate it. But yeah, so that's article of the week. Hope you guys liked it. Again, you can find all this information at tntwellnessandnutrition.com. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, so feel free to reach out anytime.
Yeah, please rate, review, subscribe, and or follow on whatever your favorite podcast provider is. Apple Podcasts, Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and YouTube. Hope everybody has a happy and healthy week.